today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about the culture of Arba'een, the 40th day of Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom. Today, Wednesday, is the 17th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Ibrahim, verse 24.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء.
Have you not considered how Allah presents an example, making a good word like a good tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches high in the sky?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
A good tree and a tidy, noble one has got several ensuing outcomes, like growing, bearing fruits abundantly, casting shadows, and sustaining itself and bearing fruits under all kinds of circumstances. In some Islamic quotations and in the commentaries of the Holy Quran, several things, as the examples of the Quranic term tayyiba, are referred to: monotheism, faith, correct and sound ideas, heavenly leaders, and their companions are among them. Of course, monotheism is a constantly fixed principle which is inherently embedded in human nature.
Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. Walking to Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala. I'll give my life and soul just to get to Karbala.
This is Arba'in, let's go to the Arba'in. This is Arba'in, let's go do the Arba'in of Imam Hussein, let's perform the Arba'in.
Dear brothers and sisters, this is today's special and we're going to speak about class, status and race is irrelevant in Arba'in Waq. The Arba'in Waq is a place where class, status or race is irrelevant, making this pilgrimage There are elderly men and women walking with sticks, young children, wheelchairs-bound people pushing themselves, black people, Asians, white people, Middle Easterns, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Sunnis, Shia, and even people of no faith, a truly universal event. The only characteristic given importance to is one's love for Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. These qualities that the pilgrims of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam develop are actually a testament to the values that Imam al-Hussein stood for and represented. This is because his pilgrims adopt these qualities within them with the knowledge that Hussein loved compassion towards one another, unity within society, offering assistance to those in need. This classless and non-discriminatory walk in a perfect model of how an equal and healthy society should be.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi-nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with certain social, political, and cultural aspects of holding the Arba'in March and Arba'in Walk in Iraq. At the same time, it must be indicated that the Arba'in Walk isn't anything to be specific to Iranians and Persians. However, we find that since a great majority of Iranians are Shiis, and they do believe in Shi'i Islamic values, and since these two nations, that is Iran and Iraq, are two neighboring nations, it's quite easy for Iranians to take part in the walks, in the Arba'in walks in Iraq, and to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam as fervently and colorfully and graphically as possible. Concerning other aspects of Arba'in, it must be indicated that Arba'in marks the return of the Ashura survivors right back from Damascus, because historically, after the Ashura episode, the Ashura survivors, the Ahl al-Bayt, were taken collectively. They were taken as prisoners of war, and they were taken first to Kufa and then to Damascus. And just after, for example, a week in spending almost a week in Damascus, the seat of the Umayyad hegemony, they were returned back to Medina. However, according to many historical accounts, they reached Karbala in order to commemorate the memory of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam on Arba'in, on the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. There's yet another indication, and that is, in Islamic rituals, when someone dies on the 40th day of his day of death, a ceremony is held in order to commemorate his memory. And certainly doing so has been fervently done with respect to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, especially on the day of Arba'in.
Arba'in Walk and its purpose, we're going to speak about. The Arba'in Walk causes growth in the socio-political knowledge and mindfulness. During the Arba'in Walk, a considerable amount of information is exchanged in various political, cultural, and social fields, most of which is religious knowledge. which leads to an increasing knowledge and awareness of pilgrims. This function of Arba'in Walk is in line with the mission of Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam, which is mentioned in the Arba'in Pilgrim Prayer, where it reads, "To free your servants from ignorance and misguidance." Social messages of Arba'in Walk. First, through the creation of intercultural and intracultural communication rituals such as pilgrimage and Arba'in Walking depicts Shia social order and solidarity while intensifying and enhancing the flow of message and meaning exchange among sides and members. Solidarity and convergence that can be transcended beyond conventional ethic and national boundaries and create cohesion around a specific cause and purpose. Second purpose is the manifestation of social capital and social networking individuals in a community by communicating with each other, and keeping this communication can make it possible to work together. And through these connections, they can achieve things that are not possible to be achieved on their own. In fact, people are interconnected through a network and tend to share their values with other members of the network.
Significance of going on the ziyara, the Arba'in walk. Is this a waste of time, as some are saying today? Many voices we're hearing, unfortunately, trying to distract the visitors, that this is a waste of time. You leave 20 days, 15 days, your family, your work, your life, going there, just walking to Karbala. That's so much lost productivity. How do we address this important objection? The Quran reminds us, why did Allah create us? Why did the Almighty God create us? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ. Allah did not create me to work. Allah did not create me to do anything except to worship Him. Anything that falls in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the reason for my creation. And anything that's not in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's something that's keeping me away from the purpose of my creation. Yes, if my business and my family life is within the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's proper, it's moral and ethical, then that is a type of worship. If not, then I am not serving the purpose behind my creation. Allah created us, my dear brothers and sisters, to worship Him. When you go on a ziyara like that, you remind yourself of the values for which Imam Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life. And that in itself is one of the greatest acts of worship. Do you find people saying the same thing about Hajj? Do you know how many hadiths we have that it's so recommended to walk to the Hajj? Great servants of Allah would spend weeks walking to the Hajj. Haven't you heard that Imams Hassan and Hussein, they would spend 20 years of their lives walking from Medina to Mecca? That's a very long journey. That's 400 kilometers. It would take days, sometimes 2 weeks, in order to make that journey. Was that a waste of time? Sayyid Shabab Ahlul Jannah, the master of the youth of paradise, is going to waste his time. But the Imam realized that with every step he's worshipping Allah. Because he's going to Baytullah al-Haram, He's going to the Kaaba, to the Umrah, to the Hajj, to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is a symbol who takes us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying him is glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying his ziyarah is glorifying everything that has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the peak of ibadah. There's nothing that you would waste about that, my dear brothers and sisters.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time. Please keep us in your prayers and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati mamata Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.